Tens of thousands of people are being moved to emergency shelters in the southern and central parts of the country. Officials say around 100,000 villages are in the projected path of the typhoon. Jamila Alindogan is in Manila with more on the rescue efforts.
It is the most powerful storm to hit the Philippines this year. 100,000 people have already fled their homes. Typhoon Rai made landfall on Thursday and continues to batter the regions of Visayas and Mindanao. Coast Guards are rushing to evacuate hundreds of residents after incessant rains flooded their communities. Young and old, many are forced to leave their homes with only the clothes on their backs. Residents carry what they can, with many hoping any damage will be limited and they'll be able to return home soon. The Philippines is no stranger to natural disasters. It is constantly battered by storms and volcanic eruptions. Typhoon Haiyan in 2013 holds the record as the strongest anywhere in the world. It killed at least 7,000 people and displaced millions more. Since then, the government has institutionalized emergency and disaster response. But even in a country long affected by around 20 storms each year, Typhoon Rai comes at the most precarious time. Those evacuated can't stay in temporary shelters for too long because of COVID-19 restrictions, while those in coastal and farmland communities say they are already bearing the brunt of an economic recession and fear that the typhoon could obliterate whatever livelihood they have left. The Philippine government has pre-positioned aid and military as first responders across the country. But the typhoon is expected to impact so many provinces, it has warned local officials to prepare for the worst. Jamila Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.